Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator, keep it purring.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know when it's time for an eye exam. America's Best. Every eye deserves better. Most vision insurance plans welcomed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we have a special guest here at Gamertag Radio, and we go way back. We have Will Powers here, man, from Pearl Abyss, and we're going to be talking about Crimson Deseret. How you doing, man? How you doing, Will? It's been a while.
Yeah, Danny, it's a pleasure. We probably go back almost 20 years now.
Yep. Yo, Will, so how's everything? How's it been? I know we got to see each other, I think, was it like over a year ago? I know I got some hands-on the game.
Yeah.
How's it been to change from that time that I got to play the game until now? Because I know you guys announced that it went gold now, right?
Yeah, so there's a lot happening with Crimson Deseret as we're coming to launch. And I think it's really important when people think about the game, when they look at what was announced 6 years ago versus what we're talking about now. So I personally say disregard anything that was said more than a year ago, because the game's changed. And that's how development cycles work. So the game itself is change genres from when it was originally announced. And when you played it, we were focusing on one of the core things about the game, combat. So now we're showcasing the open world, we're showcasing questing, we're showcasing all of the other things that you can do in this massive game.
Yeah, and I know you briefly talked about this in other interviews, but about the open world. How big is this open world? And because, you know, sometimes people will play games like this. Well, it's pretty big, and sometimes we'll get overwhelmed. You know, is those things that you have to do in the game? Well, this is like optional stuff, or what?
I mean, that's a really good question, because if you're a dad and you don't have that much free time, like, are you going to get a game that you need to sink hundreds of hours into? From a design standpoint, what's really important is that no matter how much time you have to commit, you're going to have things to do, and it's going to feel rewarding. So the open world is crafted with that in mind of whether, like, you sit down and you're like, I want to take over that fort. Or if you sit down and say, you know, I need a couple more resources to upgrade my sword, I'm going to focus on that. Anything you do will feel like it's progressing you further in the game towards whatever goal you have in that moment, whether it's main storyline, whether it's side quests, main storyline that's pushing you forward through the world, but really it's your own goals that's your immediate motivation at that time.
And what you could tell us about the main character of the game? Because I know those people, maybe this is the first time listening to about this game. What you could tell us about that?
So Cliff, the main character is Cliff. There's a faction called the Grey Manes that he's a member of, and they're the good guys. Just like that's easy way to put it. They're defenders of this one country in the world called Peilun. And the game starts right after you get your ass kicked. So you're defenders of this territory and you lost. So the initial plot of the game is about reuniting with all your friends and bringing the band kind of back together. But then as you're doing that, you start realizing there's more at play here. There's more things going on than what you initially thought. That starts to uncover and peel back layers of this larger plot that's taking place at more than just Peilun, which is one of five countries within the continent of this map that are all different, all have different geopolitics, all have different cities and cultures. For example, one of them, Delicia, is focused on technology. So there's mechs in the game. That's all centered around this one technologically advanced country that has kind of leaned into advanced science. So we want each area to feel new and refreshing and different than the other areas within the game. So it diversifies your own time and gameplay within that area as well.
And does it affect also like the conversations you meet with people around these different areas also affect the story or anything like that too?
Well, I mean, it's gonna change. So you have relationships with these factions, with these tons of different factions in the world. Some of them are main factions, and some of them are secondary or minor factions. So you have your own relationship with them as the Grey Maids. And if you progress that, it can turn into a formal alliance where you might have started at war. So if you go into that region, you're attacked on sight. But you can change the kind of the world state of these alliances with these different factions that changes your own experience within, like, whether you're attacked, whether they help you, or whether they're just kind of neutral to you.
Is this an action RPG or is it just an action adventure game? Because I know people are going to be seeing this and like they're going to compare it to like other similar games like this, you know?
Genres are silly, Danny. So I think like with any genre, there's a little bit more connotations that come in mind. I think first and foremost, this is an open world game. And then within that, the combat is much more action focused, but then there's a lot of RPG elements in the towns and questing. I don't want to call it, and the devs don't call it an RPG because there are some things like character creation or experience and leveling up system that aren't strictly in that sense within the game. Although, like, you can customize your dyes on your clothing. You can customize certain elements of your character. But you are always playing as Cliff. There are other playable characters that you can play as, and you can customize them too, but you are playing as those characters. And Cliff is the central protagonist. You can't change his name. You can change his skill set and his play style to have that adjust to kind of what you are projecting onto him. But we want one central story so that the community is playing it together.
What do you think it was like the most difficult part working on this game, you know, with the team? Was it a story? Was it an open world? Was it other things?
Or what? Well, do you want me to, let me throw it back on you. You want me to answer from like, from a development standpoint, from a marketing standpoint? Like,
well, it could be both. Cause you know, it's more of like, cause it's good to hear like the behind the scenes, like how was it working on this game, the challenges and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, personally, and that's like, I'll speak from my own experience. Personally, I've never worked on a game this big not in terms of like AAA or something, but like I worked on KCD 1 originally, and that's a big open world. This is orders of magnitude bigger. This is a massive world, and the amount of systems that they have within the game is staggering. So I think that when you look at the studio's pedigree and what they bring to the table of like, sure, like Black Desert's an MMO and this is a single player game, but what can they take from this development experience to be able to apply to this? Creating emergent open worlds that have all these layers so that when you're living it and you're spending time in this world, it's a place that you want to continue spending time in. That's been really fun for me working on this. Then communicating what the game is becomes very difficult because the elevator pitch for this game is pretty much non-existent. Like everyone wants the simple answer of what is this game like? Compare it to one other game. And there's no one other game that this game can really be compared to. It's like a massive open world like Skyrim or RDR, but with combat within it that's similar to like a Platinum games, but then questing, like there's no simple answer, which is fun because it's going to be a unique experience where players get to play it.
Yeah, that's the hard part, man. Like you could explain it as much as you want, right? But I feel like people actually playing it are gonna get it. Like I know every person that I know that played the game, they loved it. I loved it too, you know. So I think once people get hands on, they're gonna understand it a lot more, and they're gonna get it right away. You know, it's just gonna take some time once the game comes out, you know. So.
Exactly. I mean, we focus a lot on combat because that's one of the things that makes the game stand out. But the open world is really what makes the game shine. So, and when you layer those two things together, then I really feel like people are going to say, like, I haven't played a game like this before.
And well, why do you think it was the right time to talk about the open world part of the game now, closer to launch instead of earlier during the promotion of the game?
I mean, so in any marketing campaign, like there are different things that there's, I don't want to get like too deep into like USPs and KSPs
and stuff like that.
But there are things that your game stands on. Let's call them marketing pillars. Like these are the things, the foundations of your game. And then you're like, okay, well, combat's ready to show those systems. And it's slightly dictated by the development process of what's ready to show. That's slightly dictated by what layers on top of each other in order to build the right momentum. So combat's the first thing that makes the game stand out. It makes people say, you know, it looks like a Souls-like, but it plays differently. There's something different about this. So that piques people's interest. And then you drop them in open world with that combat and you're like, okay, this isn't what I expected. This is so much bigger. And then you start showing them the story and the things that are going to make them want to stay in the world. That so it's all very strategic in that sense. But at the same time, like, we don't want to spoil things. So combat's not going to spoil anything because that's a gameplay element. Systems are showing what you can do in the world. Really, the only thing that's going to spoil things is if I start saying, here's the plot, here's what happens. The systems aren't going to do that. That's going to define what your time in the world will be.
So what is your style of combat? You know, for me, I can't remember because it's been a while, but I know when I completed the demo, I think there was only like seconds left. And I remember the whole team started clapping like, all right, you did it. I'm like, thank you. I thought I was not going to complete the demo at all, man. So what is your style of play in this for you? Like favorite weapons or anything like that you could talk about?
Well, I think I'm going to call it Swiss Army Knife in the sense that you can choose your play style and you can adapt that. So I will compare to Soulsborne's just to like define what people know. Dark Souls did a great job of just being able to, you can play the game how you want, where it's, you can be roly pokey, you could be a mage, you can do that. Bloodborne forced you to parry a little bit, where it's like, you have to use a shotgun, you have to parry. This is different than those. You can choose to your type of weapon that you want to use. You can choose your sort of play style, and the gear defines that. You're not gonna, since there is no like set experience points, you're not gonna be like, oh, I leveled up all of my dexterity and now I can't wield this weapon. That's not a thing in this. So the combat is dictated by what you want in your sort of play style. Me personally, I'm really offensive minded. I hate defense.
Oh, so okay.
I love being the aggressor and setting the pace for fights. So I don't like sitting back and turtling. I am aggro. And so then I gravitate towards the weapons that allow me to play my play style.
Good to know. Have you guys tested out PC handhelds? I know people like, you know, love to play games on the go and so on. Have you guys tested out those devices too, or this is more PC consoles? We're not there yet.
Great question. The dev team is constantly exploring things. Nothing to announce at this point, but we're in the optimization phase right now. So that's why, like, I don't want to talk about like target frame rates and stuff like that.
Oh, no, definitely not. No.
Well, because those things are hit during optimization. So that's where you're nailing what the exact experience is going to be. But the thing I do want to point out is that because of the technology powering this game, we built our own brand new engine for this. The devs spent a lot of time, and that's one thing that that's really important. We didn't just make a game. We made a brand new engine and the game on top of it. So with that, we created the framework in order to have the best optimized experience across platforms, because there's not all of these features that you're not using in an off-the-shelf engine. It just helps the game run better and allows for a better experience.
What's the name of the game engine?
Black Space Engine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so it's designed for open world games.
Awesome.
First and foremost.
Yeah. One of my last questions is like, what is it that you guys are so excited about, you know, checking out like the fans finally playing this game? Because I know you guys have been working this for so long and it's finally coming out very soon, man.
And again, like I can speak to my experience. Like I've been working on this for over a year. Some of the devs have been working on it since before it was announced. So I'm excited for more people to get their hands on it. I played the game for 50 hours last week alone. So I've been like really, really diving in because I need to be able to talk about it. I need to be able to relay the experience. I need to be able to understand everything that needs to be communicated. I'm so excited for more people to get their hands on it.
Yeah.
Because like in the end, it's fun. And I think what's so important is after you finish playing for a long session, do you want to go back and play more? And that's been my experience, because there's always the little things that make you feel reward, make you feel like you're constantly progressing. Not necessarily main storyline, but like little things within the systems within the game. Like I enhanced my weapon. I'm doing more damage now. I feel like I'm more powerful. I completed this quest line. It unlocked this area. Like there's little things that layer together and create a really good job of making the player feel fulfilled regardless of what type of activity they chose to do.
I'm excited to see what people are going to discover in the game too.
I'm excited to learn more about the game from other people because
all the Easter eggs and all the stuff that they figure out.
It's one of those games that there's so many things in it that when streamers get their hands on it, I'm gonna say I've ran by that 100 times. I didn't even know that was there.
Yeah. That's the cool part, man. Yeah.
I think that fundamentally, one thing that's important to think about in like the philosophy of creating an open world, the devs talk about creating an open world that's not just big, but is alive. And they want you to go in your map, plot down an X, start going towards that point, but be distracted along the way. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many things, it's not an empty world. There are things that will catch your eye and distract you and make you want to spend time there. So that's what I'm excited about. It's like, it's a world that catches your eye and pulls you in.
I'm excited to try it out, man. I had a great time playing it, you know, a year ago. I know a lot of things have changed, but I'm excited to see the full product, man.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more for you to play in a couple weeks.
Definitely, man. But Will, man, thanks a lot. What's the official date for the game?
All right, so March 19th, the game is coming out on PC, on Xbox Series X and S, PS5, as well as natively on Mac.
Awesome. Well, congratulations and shout out to the team, man, for this, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Danny. Shout out to Game Tech Radio.
Yeah.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.